It's 26 minutes to 11, a live 90.5 Spotlight with Jim and Darren.
It's been fantastic. The first half hour of the show has been really good. It's great to have Murray. In fact, listeners, we've asked Murray to stay in the studios with us because he is also related to our next guest, Sharon McNamara, the General Manager of Del Rio Resort. And Sharon, good morning to you.
Good morning to you, Jim.
It's really good. And my wonderful sister-in-law. Now, I can't say you're my best one because I'm not allowed to say that on air. But look, on a serious note, you have a story to tell with regards to what's happened to you over the last couple of weeks, and it's been incredible to live and breathe 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, what happened over the last couple of weeks. Take us through that. When did you first think that a flood was coming down the Hawkesbury to you, when you said in your mind, with all your staff, with everything there, we've got a challenge? Where were you?
It was several days before when we started realising the weather pattern was on its way, probably a good week before, and we knew that Warragamba Dam was as full as it was. And look, we've had minor flooding last year, but the dam was, I'm not sure the capacity of the dam at that time. However, it was around that 30 or 40% capacity. When we had the similar weather pattern, February last year, March last year, and we had minor flooding then, which didn't impact us at all except for what was left behind was mud on our foreshore of our banks of the river. However, this one, we knew that the dam was all but full, and it was only a matter of time that we were going to have, you know, the flooding that we eventually did, and there was no stopping it, and it was just about preparation. And that particular weekend, we had, you know, several guests in, a few hundred guests, which on that Saturday when we knew that it was imminent that we were going to be flooding in the next few days, the first thing that goes out for us is, because we're on the other side of Wisensbury in a little township called Webbs Creek, and we have a ferry service, wonderful ferry service, which runs the 24 hours a day. However, that's the first thing that goes for us because of the river flow and also the debris that's coming down. And when the river starts to rise, the ferry's unable to particularly land on our side of the river, meaning that it literally runs out of runway to stop. So that has to go off, and they have a duty of care to all of their workers, of course, first and foremost. And so we had to evacuate several hundred people on the first thing Saturday morning, which we did, and they were absolutely wonderful. All of our guests were just the most amazing people. And off they went. So once we knew that they were safe and sound, the rest was literally gathering what we had time to gather with the people that were left, on a couple of staff members, along with myself. My brother managed to get back here, and another worker of ours managed to get here before the ferry went off. So they were on this side of the ferry, of Wisens Ferry, and off we went. We just literally started picking things up as much as we can. But to put things in perspective, we have approximately of the actual cabins, villas, and a lodge that went underwater. There's 60 of those that went underwater. But we have approximately 70 roofed dwellings, including those villas and cabins that went under. So we're talking all the beds, all the chairs, the tables, the lounges, the mattresses. We have over 300 mattresses that have been damaged. And, what can I say? It's devastating. However, it's not the end of the world, and from the point of view that we'll keep going. We have to keep going, and we will. And, of course, you're worrying about everybody else upstream and downstream from you, or the other parks that are, you know, in similar situations to us, and just watching the news and seeing, we believe it or not, where we were up high in the other section of the resort. My husband and I initially were trapped down because it just came up so fast. I went to bed on that Monday morning at about 3 and all looked fine. We knew we were going to be flooded that day, but certainly not the impact. It was just so fast. It just happened so fast. Within 2 hours, we were completely surrounded by water, including all of our, you know, our cars that we were going to be using to come to the next section of the resort. We just didn't get out.
We're going to talk a lot about the devastation and different things like that. And congratulations on your leadership, Sharon, in relation to that, you know, when you're dealing with people's lives and different things. And we just say that to you.
I have Maury, wonderful support around me, yeah.
Maury wants to ask you a quick question.
Sure.
All right, Sharon, how are you going, mate? How are you bearing up?
Maury.
Good?
Good, thank you. Yeah, no, we're doing okay. Maury, as you know, it's literally one foot in front of the other, and everything that you pick up is one less thing that you have to pick up again.
Exactly.
So because you pick it up and you throw it. It's as simple as that.
Yeah, that
one,
little example.
One's a way to have a good cleanup.
That little example you gave of evacuation time is very important because, you know, you started evacuating early on the piece when you knew it was going to come. So and you only had the one way out, which is through the ferry. And that's typically what happens through the whole district because the underlying roads get cut and this, that and the other. So it's a great example of what needs to happen.
Mm. Yes. I mean, and including our own property, Maury. I mean, it's literally there's one section down below and there's a section up top. And we knew we needed to be up top and everybody else was up here. We're lucky enough that we've got other homes we can come and stay in and that was all fine. But we weren't, Jeff and I stayed, but that's my husband, Jeff. We stayed behind that night because we still knew that we had more things to get out of our reception area, et cetera. We thought we just needed to grab a couple of hours sleep because we hadn't slept the night before and we had worked so hard on that Sunday to move. We moved whole buildings out and trying to move a whole resort with that many dwellings was just impossible. We needed a few weeks to do that, which clearly we didn't have.
Sharon, we're going to go to a little break. Sharon McNamara, General Manager of Del Rio Resort, just telling our listeners just what happens during a flood. We kind of think we know what happens when we look on the TV, but Sharon and her staff lived that in real time. We'll be back after a break and after this song. You're on Spotlight with Darren and Jim, and we hope you're enjoying our show today. We've had some great people share with us their stories.
Alive 90.5.
It's a 10:45, Alive 90.5 Spotlight with Jim and Darren.
We have on the line Sharon McNamara, General Manager of Del Rio Resort, and just explaining and telling our listeners with regards to their experiences with the local flooding and situations that occurred over the last couple of weeks. Before I get to that, Sharon, just a quick hello to Michelle and to Joe. A big cheerio and hope that they're going well and thank you for all the things that you do. So let's just move on. Sharon, what's happened post, once now that the river is starting to subside, what do you put in place? How do you go about, you know, doing the big chores that you have and taking that on in a project management way?
Well, that's a very good question.
Oh, sorry, Sharon. Could you say that again, please? Because Darren gets, he wants to hear that was a good question.
It is a good question, Jim. Because having not experienced, look, my father has experienced the floods back in the 90s. However, today, that resort that we have today, 30 years on, is a very different resort to what it was 30 years ago. We didn't have all the dwellings that we have in the cabins and the villas, etc. So it was a matter of prioritizing. Now, the first thing that our crew did, which was the six of us up on this section, we had access to our SES boat, which is the one that they used to actually rescue Jeff and I, shall we say. And we'd gone down the first day to gather whatever food we could get because we knew we needed to eat. And we were stuck. And I know that the SES did the most wonderful job supplying food to different people. At that point, we didn't know that that was even an option for us. So we made sure we had lots of food, which is great. So we managed to do all of that. And then once the water started, after the next couple of days, the water started to recede, we went back down to our main villas, which is what we call our riverside villas. There's 18 of those, which we systematically started removing what we could out onto the balcony of those villas to save what we still could. And then now that the that the water has definitely receded, and I'm actually sitting here looking at the river now, and it's the most beautiful thing. It's the most majestic Hawkesbury River, looking at the sandstone cliffs across from me. It was our enemy a few days ago, but now we need the water now to actually save us, because the water was the enemy, but now it's our saviour, because we needed to hose off everything off our roads, all the mud out of our cabins. It's just constant, and we have just been lucky enough in the last 2 days. The RFS have sent down around 15 crews to help us facilitate moving all of the furniture out of all of our villas, and now we're putting that in a central location where we're hoping that we'll be able to get some rubbish removal trucks to come and take all of our, that is now rubbish, away. And we also had a wonderful, different people, a wonderful crew from that arrived on Saturday from the Riverstone Football Club. There was 13 of those boys that, both young and old, shall I say, that came and helped us move a whole stack of furniture out of other villas. And it's painstaking work. It's really heavy, arduous work and tiring work. I know they would have all slept that night, that's for sure. I think they would have rather have been playing football than doing what they were doing with us on Saturday, and we thank them tremendously. And the amount of help and offers that we've been given from our customers, it's just been really heartfelt, absolutely wonderful.
And Sharon, your staff, they've been amazing, 18, 20-hour days, I think you were saying to me.
Easy. Yeah, that's what we've been doing, and we're all quite out. The first crew of six, seven of us are absolutely exhausted, but that doesn't matter. We're still going as best we can. It's just like one foot in front of the other to get this place cleaned up so as we can reopen to welcome our wonderful guests back again.
And that's what I was going to ask you, Sharon. Sorry to interrupt, but it's a beautiful place. When do you hope that maybe people will come in? Like Easter, 1,500 people enjoy their life down there. Unfortunately, won't be able to do that over this Easter. But I know with the hard work of everyone, and you've mentioned them, when do you hope to be able to be functioning again?
Well, look, Jim, once the clean-up's done, and that should be hopefully we'll be able to reassess in the next few days, where we've got some semblance of order back. And then it's a matter of ascertaining what needs to be replaced. And then it's just going out and actually physically getting all of those quotes, one for, new kitchens that have to be replaced, new flooring. Obviously, there's every single cabin will need to be repainted. So there's a lot of quoting that's going to have to be done. And then it's getting those trades in to do all of that work. So it may be it's very hard to give a definitive answer and exactly sure when we'd be able to reopen, even if we open in sections. So all of our camping and our powered site section, we'll be able to reopen that, along with probably our riverside villas will be the first ones that we'll be able to reopen again. So we'll just, if we have to do it in stages, then that's what will happen.
And they'll be able to go to the website and have a look and find out the progress of when you'll be able to open.
Exactly, yeah. And we're posting as much as we can on Facebook here and there without, inundating people with it. But, yeah, we're just trying to keep people informed now. Yeah.
Fantastic, and we wish you all the very best. Last question to you before we go to a break and our 11 o'clock news. What have you learned from it?
A good question, Jim. I've learnt.
Now you know why you're my favourite sister-in-law, Sharon.
But every flood is different, and obviously it's all about the preparation. I think that we'll rethink a few things in our business for where we store things, for example, and also to be very proactive a little bit more about what is happening with the Warragamba Dam and its progress as far as raising the dam wall. I've been a little bit involved with that, but nowhere near enough, so that's going to be something that will be changing there. But it was the reason why it impacted us the way it did is because of Warragamba Dam and opening the gates. There's no two ways about it. That's it.
And Sharon,
we survived a local flooding, but not that.
Well, that's why we're going to take on board. Both Darren and I, we are pushed by causes. We're going to try and support you in the sense of being able to help facilitate that with Maury and his wonderful committee. We can't thank you enough from Darren and I for the work that you do, the pleasure that you give people. It's a marvellous place to go and relax. We're so glad that the devastation has not been any loss of people, particularly in and around there. And Maury, thank you so much for your involvement and support. This is all voluntary, and you're saving people's property and lives, both of you, to give people a better world to live in. And we both thank you, Darren and I.
Well, thanks for the opportunity. And Sharon, stay stoic, mate. You'll get there.
Oh, no problem at all, Maury. Thank you so much for your support, and Jim for your support, and all of our families and friends have just been amazing. It's really, it's a time, these times when you really do realise just how important family and friends are. Is that not the case?
Absolutely, absolutely, especially
and
community.
Even your brother-in-law, Sharon. You know,
yeah,
you,
any chance to get a chip in, eh?
And that. Thanks for joining us. Please say hello to the crew. Best wishes, and we wish you all the best for Easter.
Thank you. Bye now.
Thank you, bye. Sharon, and thank you for being a great spot to keep that phone call going. News up next, and another hour spotlight coming up.
Alive 90.5.